How you doing, Declan? Welcome back to the airwaves of Highland.
I'm good, Oisin. I'm good. Good to be back.
So, Declan, I'm sure you heard Aidan Campbell there talking about the possibility of Harps changing their model. Private ownership, it's something they're going to explore and bring to the shareholders and to the supporters. A lot of clubs in that form now. Is it something that you would agree with Harps moving to?
Yeah, listen, it's, you know, the models are out there in regards to, you know, obviously what we have around the whole league is there's a lot of people that own the clubs and the big benefactors that are pumping a lot of money into the clubs. And it's worked well, and it's become now so professional, and the budgets now are increasing all the time. And, you know, you need a massive budget in order to attract the best players to your club, and that's what's happening around the country, you know. So it's just very, very, very costly for clubs nowadays, and it's very difficult, you know, when you're a cooperative, and you know you're owned by the supporters, you know, and that'll be a big area where they'll need to speak to obviously supporters and to get their approval, and that there's a lot of work involved in that because it is a community club, you know. So, but I can understand why the board are looking at this because it's just so difficult now, and we're up in the northwest of the country, and everything between travel, especially in the first division, is normal, unreal, the traveling costs. So it's become so expensive to run a League of Ireland club, and it's very, very difficult when you're fighting to just keep things above board. And, you know, when you don't have that benefactor pumping in money into it, it can be very, very difficult. I suppose just the one caution I would say on it, you know, we looked at and we've heard all the rumours and what's happened up in Dundalk, and having a benefactor in doesn't naturally make it that it's going to be successful. And if you are going to go down that field, I think it's so, so important that you identify the right person to take over the club. Somebody that has a real interest in the club as well, you know, that's maybe from Donegal and are willing to pump in money into it. But they're not easy got. But it's a big, big decision for the club to go down. And I presume there'll be a lot of discussion with the board and obviously with all the supporters as well. So it's a big, big move. But I definitely could see reasons why the club are looking at trying to go down this model because it's just so expensive to run a club.
Well, it's a case of we'll watch the space, Declan, and see where it goes from here. But on the pitch, things are going good. Back-to-back wins for Finn Harps. They're looking to make it three on the trot against Longford this coming Friday night in Ballybuffet. Listen, they had a difficult period there for a chunk of about 6 to 7 weeks, but over the last couple of weeks, things have been going good. It's been a good period for Darren Murphy's side.
Yeah, listen, it was a big result, obviously, you know, go down to Athlone and getting a big result and a big scoreline as well, 4-1, you know, so a brilliant performance by the players, you know, to pull out that result. And this is the crucial part of the season where you need to start pulling out results and getting 3 points. And, you know, the more 3 points, obviously, you can get, you know, we close that gap among the teams that are above us a wee bit with Bray and Athlone and Wexford and UCD are fighting hard for that position. And we are a few points behind Bray. So there's still a bit more work to do, you know. But, I mean, after the result they had, Athlone seems to have had a wee bit of a wall, and they've lost 4 in a bounce now. So that's an interesting to see how they conduct their business and how their results will be for the last part of the season. But yeah, listen, it's important that the Harps look after themselves. You know, and I think they've got not an easy match, but they've an easier on paper for sure, playing Longford at home, and that's an opportunity to grab another 3 points and close the gap to Bray, to who are in 44 and Harps are in 40 points, and then close that gap. And then also on Tuesday, Wexford are playing Bray as well, so that's a big result, you know, big time there in regards to the result. And hopefully, maybe either a draw or Wexford to beat Bray would be a great result for Harps, yeah. But there's a couple of big games coming up, but it's the key one now, obviously, is to get 3 points against Longford at home on Friday night.
Yeah, it's a results based business, so it is, Declan, but at the same time, when you build confidence, the results come, and that's sort of a space that Harps are in at the moment.
Yeah, of course, you know, and it's having a full fit available players, you know, on getting your best team on the starting 11 as well is crucial as well. But yeah, listen, absolutely, you know, we know about results and, you know, and you're scoring goals, that breeds confidence, you know. So after the result and the performance they had last week, they should be full of confidence going into a difficult match against Longford at home. But if they play to their ability and they put out a really good performance, they should overcome Longford and get 3 points. And that just breeds another confidence onto the rest of the games that's left. As you say, it's going to be tight enough, you know, but it's a good time they had form. You can have form you know, the last 5-6 matches of the season, you know, that's the area where you can close the gaps, and it puts extra pressure on the teams above you, and that's what they don't want, you know, and you want to bring it down to the very, very end and the last 2 games of the season or something like that, you know. And but listen, it's where you want to be coming into the last part of the season.
Yeah. Would you be confident that Harps can make the playoffs?
If you look at what games they've left, you know, I mean, obviously Cork City and Kerry away, so they're 2 big long trips. You know, Cork, you know, have won the title, as we know, and so, you know, their foot might be taken off the gas a wee bit, and they're obviously looking forward to the celebrations. But, you know, so Kerry as well is definitely a game that they could go down and win, you know. I think they need to win, obviously, Harps home to Wexford, and then they're away to Bray, which has probably been a big, big match. That's second last match, and then they're home to Treaty. So, you know, within those games there left, obviously beating Longford would be a great start. You know, Cork, we were down there twice. We lost narrowly and then the Cup as well, and the league match back-to-back there with 1-0 losses. So we are capable of going down there and producing a big performance and getting something out of that game. You know, even a draw would be a big result down there. Go to Kerry, get 3 points potentially there. The Van Harps-Wexford match looks after itself, you know, and you know, big game, obviously, but you're at home and you're hoping to put a big performance there. So, and the Bray one. So really, it will probably come down to the Van Harps-Wexford and the Bray match away, and then that leaves you the last game, which is home to Treaty, you know. And so, you know, they're big. They're all big games. They're all massive games. They're all cup finals, and they just got to make sure that they're switched on and they have everybody fitting well. You know, they're well capable of squeezing in. And it might take the last game of the season to squeeze into the playoff spot, but they'll take that for sure.
Another big game, Declan, at the weekend is in the Premier Division. Sligo Rovers taking on Shamrock Rovers. The form has been a bit, stuttery of Sligo Rovers of late in the Premier Division and obviously in the Cup as well. But if they go to Dublin and take a result of some sort at the Tala, that will be a big night for Sligo.
Yeah, it will be. I mean, listen, they got a very positive result against Waterford at home. You know, was up at it. Really good performance. And they won comfortably 2-0. The game could have been 4-5, to be fair. They played very well in the night. But that was after having a disaster result against Drogheda away, you know, which nobody's seen that result coming. It was a complete freak result. But fair play to Drogheda. You know, they're very good tonight. And Sligo were very poor, obviously, up in Drogheda. But, you know, John Russell and his team, they produce a big result and a big performance against Waterford. So they're coming in there loads of confidence. You know, we know this year Shamrock Rovers haven't been themselves. They haven't been as good as they normally were. You know, obviously, you know, the results kind of paints a picture of their season so far, but they've still got real good quality players, you know, and they're starting to get a few of them back as well. And they're going to be, you know, they're going to be a big match for them and obviously for Sligo Rovers. But there's an opportunity, obviously, to get into the European spots, you know, depending, and we'll chat about the cup matches are obviously next, but I mean, Derry and Shelburne, so one of them potentially could go on to win the cup, and that leaves you an extra European space available, you know. So, yeah, it's going to be very, very interesting. Both teams are pushing hard, along with Galway and Waterford as well. So, but for Sligo Rovers, I think it'll be a really big performance, and I think get something out of that game, I think a draw would be a big, big result for them, and you know, it'll definitely give them confidence going forward.
And finally, Declan, no doubt that the big game of the weekend, it's the top two in the league, but they're meeting in the quarterfinal of the Cup. Derry City against Shelburne on Saturday evening at 5:45 at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. There's no doubt that venue is going to be rocking, and this could be one of the games of the season, so it could.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they've played each other a lot this season, obviously, with the league, and they're obviously pushing each other hard for the league title as well, and it's very difficult to know who's going to come out on top. Obviously, Shelburne and the league are in a very good and positive position, you know, ahead of Derry City. But this one's obviously a cup match, and you know, it's important for both teams. Obviously, Shelburne were in a cup final before, and they've lost it, and you know, they're looking to get back there to amend the result. Previously, Derry are obviously looking to get silverware this year, and this is a real opportunity for them to get into a potentially into semi final and then final as well, because you know there's not too many big teams left. Drogheda are left, Bowes are left as well, and you know there's teams that you probably think that could actually cause real problems. And then you have Derry, obviously the winners of Derry and Shelburne would fancy their chances going on and winning the cup. So you know it's a massive game, massive occasion, big crowd, great atmosphere, you know, but both times they played are, and during the league, there's been very little in it, you know, and teams that normally score first are going on to win the game. And the last game they played, obviously, Derry had a man sent off up in Talca Park and it kind of fizzled out a wee bit, you know, so as a draw. So this one will be, I'll say there'll be a bit more goals for sure. And it probably has to be finished as well tonight. So that are not Saturday night, sorry. So, yeah, listen, it's a big occasion and you just don't know how this is going to go, but Derry will fancy their chances. At home with the atmosphere and the big crowd as well. And, you know, they'll be doing everything in their power to get to a semi-final of the Cup.